Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Bobby Golden, and you have charged my car on 1206, 106, and 206 for $49.97, and I'm tired of it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have my damn lawyer to call y'all and sue the hell out of you.
Okay, sir, if you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you.
An account?
Your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
29928.
Okay, yes, sir. And you said your first and last name was Bobby Golden?
G-O-L-D-E-N, yep.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, so I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the shipping address for me, sir?
26 South Forest Beach Drive, apartment 28, Hillinhead Island, South Carolina,
yes,
29928.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like here, those charges are for a dash cam you ordered back on
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be for the shipping only.
Give me 1 second. Let me see why you're getting charged. Okay, so it looks like here, the dash cam, give me 1 second, because it looks like there's more than one charge on here. So the dash cam, none of those charges went through besides the shipping and handling, and that was on October 3rd, and then it says here, on December 2nd, you ordered a spy cam, another camera, for $7.45 to shipping and handling.
That's right.
It got shipped out on the 7th. And then so wherever you ordered those cameras from, did you read their terms and conditions before placing the order, sir?
There wasn't no reading to it. I did order online.
So on that page where you ordered, they either on the very first page or on the last page where you put your card information is, I'm not very familiar with the sites because we actually do not handle the sites nor the product. But it should have been somewhere. It either would have been at the very bottom of the page after continue, a long paragraph with their terms and conditions, or on the very first page when you open it up. And there should have been a place where you click and read their terms and conditions on that page. And that's where
it
stated.
It must have been in a very small print.
Well, the...
I don't ever remember seeing that.
Okay, so I'm not sure what size the font was. But I do know if it was on the first screen where it had the option of terms and conditions, it would not have been in small print. It would have pulled up maybe like a 10-page of their terms and conditions. And if it was past the continue, it would have just been in a big paragraph.
I don't know why they continued charging me, Suge. I don't understand that.
Yes, sir. So in their terms and conditions, it stated that when you ordered that camera, that spy cam, if you didn't cancel the account in the next 48 hours, you will be enrolled into an online gadget store. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay, not the gadget store. This one is not the gadget store. You won't be enrolled into anything, actually. You'll just have to pay the full amount for that product each month until you canceled it.
I'm going to have my lawyer call because this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I haven't received anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid for the shipping and finishing, shipping and handling mm-hmm. of the cameras, and that's all I wanted.
Yes, sir. So you should have received whenever you got a bill. You should have got an email each time that you were billed. Do you remember seeing any of those?
No.
Excuse me. And I'm looking here at the because there's some tracking information here. And did you ever receive those products, sir?
Yeah, I received the cameras, yeah.
Okay, just making sure because...
But that's supposed to have been just for the shipping and handling.
Yes, sir. So it was with whoever you did the survey with and their partner. They were partnered with someone who, I'm not sure who they were partnered with, but that's who had the gadget. So one company...
How do I stop this now?
Okay.
How do I get my money back?
Give me 1 second, sir. Let me see what I can do for you. Okay, sir. So it looks like here I will be able to get this account canceled. And it looks like about the refund, I can get you a 35% refund on this, sir.
I want it all. I want the $49.97 three times.
Yes, sir.
1206, 106, and 206.
Yes.
In fact, Discover, I already called them, and they were running it down, too.
So you already started a dispute progress process?
That's right.
Okay, so, ask one more time, and that is an active dispute.
Right.
Okay, so if
that's it, just on the one those. Well, I just got hung up from them, and... And they got all three disputes now.
Okay, so since they are doing the dispute, I cannot do anything to the account besides cancel it. And anything else regarding a refund, you will have to talk to your bank if there is an active dispute. But if there isn't, I will be able to help with that refund.
Okay.
It's just during a dispute, we're not allowed to touch it because it's under investigation.
Okay, stop it then. Just don't let them charge no more.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me get this documented so I can get that cancellation number for you. Okay, sir. I just finished up documented account for you. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me go to it. Okay, so it is C, as in Charlie, 258-922-217.
That's 258-922-217.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.